Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Nun Tes. This is the fourth to last mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, but in a sense, it is a milestone. Today's mitzvah being the last mitzvah in Perek Yutes, which, as we'll see, Rav Hirsch notes, is the Perek about Kedusha. Started off, the beginning of our parsha started off with Perek Yutes Pasuk Aleph. So we have had in these 37 psukim, we've had many, many mitzvahs, more than 37, but today's the last one, the last mitzvah counted. Again, we had the Lo Sa'aseh last time, and now we have the Aseh. Let's read the Pasuk again. The Pasuk says, when you have a ger amongst you, do not take advantage of him. You have to treat everybody correctly. Ki gerim ha'yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Lo ta'asu avel ba'mishpat, ba'midah, ba'mishkol, ba'msurah. Do not violate and be crooked in judgment with your measures. Bamida bamishkol vamsura. And we saw the Rashi in the Chinuch last time, which spoke about the connection of being a shofet. Well, hopefully we'll get back to that today. And the pasuk continues, it says, Mosnei tzedek, avnei tzedek, eifas tzedek, vehin tzedek. Yelachem. These are all different types of measurements. You all have to have them in righteousness. All tzedek. Righteous, perfect, known, clear, without extra weights on it, measurements. That is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, that we have to make sure our checks and balances and how we do business and the utensils and the mechanisms in which with which we do business are righteous. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. We'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, later as well. Ushmartem es kol chukosai v'es kol mishpatai v'atisem osam. You shall keep all of my chukim and mishpatim. All that have been listed in the past 37 psukim, Ani Hashem. That's it. Then we get into many psukim, many of the onshim that we have. We have a repeat of the arayos coming up. We're not going to count them again, because we count the azharas. The warnings were in Parshas Achremos. All the arayos are here in Kedoshim, repeated again, because here are the onshim. But that obviously is not going to be counted separately. Okay, so today's mitzvah is the mitzvah say of proper weights and measures. Says the Sefer Achinuch. To make clear and make perfect our balances and our weights. Does this mean that if I'm not a businessman, I don't have any measures and weights, I have to go out and buy? Or not, this is situational mitzvah. If you have weights and measures, right? Is this like tzitzis that you should try to get a weight and in order? No, it's a situational mitzvah. And one can apply it in any case. If anybody has any type of tricking other people in their business tactics, that can be a violation. If somebody is honest, might not be specifically the kli that is used, but if somebody acts honestly, so then maybe that could be at least a partial kiyum of this mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, we have to keep lishamer mod mahem, we have to keep very careful with them. Shenemar, Mosnei tzedek, Avnei tzedek, Eifat tzedek, Vehin tzedek yelochem. This mitzvah, if you remember, we alluded to last week as well, is mentioned again in Parshas Kiseitse, right before Amalek. That's what the Nitziv spoke about last mitzvah. V'loshen Sifri, the Medrash says, Mosnei tzedek, tzadik es hamoznayim yafe yafe. Make righteous and make clear your weights very well. Klomar shetihiyena hamoznayim miyusharos. They shall be miyushar and correct. V'yesh b'inyin hamoznayim kivunim gedolim. You have to be so exact. There are so many lies. There are so many tricks that we could do with our measures. That's what the Torah warns about it again and again. Yadua hadavar. Avnei tzedek, he talks about different types of stones. Tzedek is a mishkalos yafe yafe. Gabim mishkalos gamkin efshol asos ben habi mini sheker. Right, there are all different types of lies and sheker that could come out of these, of having these items, and therefore we have to be extremely careful. And that's what the Gemara says at the beginning of Ezeo Nashech, in the fifth parak in Bamitzia. He quotes it here. Kemash amru zacharim avracha, ani asili para, mimisha tomein mishkalosa bemelach. I will pay back. He's going to pay back for anybody who doesn't have air. But specifically, God will pay back for those who hide their weights with salt. Put a little extra salt on your weight, and it changes the weight a little bit. It's a little heavier, a little lighter. So again, any type of trickery is a problem, whether it is a solid measure or a liquid measure. We mentioned last time the chiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch, which the Minchas Chinuch did not like. The Sefer HaChinuch said that this isser applies even less than a shavapruta. If somebody acts in a way with trickery, with false measures, even less than a Shemar Pruta, he violates the Isur Daraisa of the faulty weights and measures and the prohibited weights and measures, even though by other Isurim, similar, Geneva, Gezela, Vechulu, one needs Shemar Pruta. Less than that is Chasi Shir. The Chinuch said, no, this is not Chasi Shir. There is no minimum requirement. And the Menachas Chinuch did not like that. We'll get back to the questions in a minute. But here, the Menachas Chinuch says, what would I say by the Asay? The los asay I argued on. The los asay I said is only where there is shave pruta. But says the Minchas Chinuch, here I'll agree it's even less than a pruta. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph. He says, on the second skinny line, Aval din din emes shmina Torah, alkei nirali, de'im ha-mocher, shiker lo, b'midu u'b'mishkal, if a mocher falsifies, af b'pachas b'shem ha-pruta, even less than a pruta, the kasafti lal din over b'lav, you don't violate the iser, in my opinion, says the Menchas Chinuch, unless it's a pruta, become makam nirali, de over ba'asei. The asay and the los asay are not exactly parallel. You could violate the asay d'oraisa, it's a bitul asay, even less than a pruta. If I have a faulty weight to measure, I'm a vatal yasei. Lamaisa, I didn't use a proper weight. The mitzvah is even more so. He quoted the Gemara, which the Chinuch didn't quote, by you always have to give even a little extra to the other person. Mishalo, alachas kama v'kama, dimchiser lo min amida d'over basay. Surely if you take away, not only did you not give extra to the other person, but you even took away from him. So Chinuch, the Menachas Chinuch, interestingly, is machalik in his view between the asay and the los asay. The mitzvah HaMelech, I mean, cement here in mitzvah Reish Ches, which is the mitzvah HaSei of Tzitzuk Mishkolos, quotes a beautiful thought from other Achronim. He quotes this from Rav Gusman in the Kutra Deshir Mubamitzia, where he quotes to explain a number of the unique qualities of this mitzvah of Tzitzuk Mishkolos, having proper weights and measures. The Nimtza Lefizeh, the Yisod Lav de Mishkolos. He thinks the Yisod of the Lav, Lav Yidin Gzela L'chud Agubay. It's not just about Gzela. We mentioned part of this already last week. But he says in a beautiful Lamdish terms with many nafkamina. V'im Kain, Ein Rak Mikoach Shem Machaser Chaveru. It's not only because I caused my friend a loss. Ella, anybody who's Meshaker B'midos, he's considered Avel B'mishpat. I am, like Chazal said, I am a judge. I am a judge of proper behavior of myself. I'll just read you, we'll get back to it later also, but I'll read you. Rav Hirsch says right here, every person who does business in their own store, he is an officer of justice. He pronounces judgment as to what is right and fair. His word is mishpat, a declaration of what is right. But this places the responsibility for and guard of the honesty and legality of things in general in the hands of the conscience of every single person. Everyone is placed in charge of it, over it. Avel, and any misuse of this power is avel, just as great a wrong as a misuse of the legal power of a judge. We are all creating justice in all the situations in our lives. So if we pervert the justice, then we are doing exactly what a judge would do in court. But in our houses, that's what we're doing. It says that's a totally separate element from the gezel element of faulty weights and measures. Totally separate. The Isra is not mikoach l'chisaron chaveir, but that I'm being a false and crooked judge. But then avo b'mishpat, kol she'eno emes l'amito, ose avo mikri. And therefore, let's go through the issues. That's why the Chinuch says, pachas b'shem ha'pruta. This isn't just an issue of dini mamonis. Dini mamonis, you would say, okay, fine. You need Shavu Pruta, and anything less than a Pruta would only be Chasi Shir. But says the Mitzvah HaMelech, but says Rav Gusman, no, less than a Pruta because I'm a false judge no matter how much it is. Even the Los Asay, according to the Chinuch. Number one. Number two, we saw the Gemara B'Metzia say that when does the Isser start? We mentioned there's two Isurim here. The Isser starts when I create the weights and measures. Mishas Asiya, the Gemara said B'Metzia Samach Aleph from a base. When you made it, what if you never use it? That was the Menachas Chinuch, the last mitzvah, and mitzvah in Os Aleph. Yes, because the Isser here is that once I create the weights and measures, so I already violated. Finish, because I'm already a false judge if I have this in my property. And the Mitzvah HaMelech even adds, related to that nafkamina, you could even fit this into Shitos, that's how does Shas Asiya work if it's just about Gezel? The smog, the Chinuch quoted, the Minchas Chinuch quoted him last time, holds you need Shavar Pruta. The Minchas Chinuch says you need Shavar Pruta. So why should it be only Asr Shas Asiya? Why should it even be Asr Shas Asiya? Because you might say, by this Isser, the creation of the Heftza that's going to help you steal is also Asr. Maybe that's a siyag daraisa, but you could even fit it into the gazel, but it fits much better into saying that this isn't separate from the issue of gazel, focusing on the victim, but the focus is on the perpetrator. I am being a shofet, avel, meshukatz, mesuav, right? That is all what I'm doing. And that's why you could even apply pachabishar pruta. That's why you could even apply shasa siya. And that's third nafkamina. That's why you could even apply to a non-Jew. No matter machlokas tanaim about gezel guy and genevas guy and all the other cases, but the menchas chinuch and the chinuch discussed also last time. Oh, at the end of the chinuch in the last mitzvah, it's asa daraisa. It's clear. There's no issue. Why? Because it could be here. The victim doesn't matter. It's about my being a false judge. My corrupting judgment in my life. And that applies, doesn't matter who the victim is. Mishum desvir leila harambam, this is the mitzvah samelach, the yesod iser mishkolos bidin dayon hu, asher lochin over belav lo sasa ova ba mishpat. Umiata sova harambam, the tolui ma b'masha asa hadayin atzmo, ve'inaf gamina im chisaron hayalagai, o li Yisrael. So it doesn't matter in all those cases who exactly is the victim, right? It doesn't matter. It's all focused on the perpetrators. That is all related to the this iser that is focusing on the dayan, it's not focusing on just the gzela. And you might be mechalek between the ase and the lo sase. You might say one of them is more focused on gezel, the other one is more focused on, you know, being that false judge. Different elements. But either way, this is the beautiful discussion of the mitzvahs hamelech in mitzvah reish ches, where the Rambam quotes this discussion. Good. Just related, once we're here, if you look back at the Minchas Chinuch in the last mitzvah, which we didn't get to discuss, in Os Vav, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this idea of Pachas Bishavar Pruta. Remember the Minchas Chinuch said that I think that there is no violation less than a Pruta. And he refers to what he discussed back in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, Mitzvah 130, back in Parshas Vayikra. That is where the Minchas Chinuch discussed the Mitzvah's Aseh of Hashavas Gezela. And he said, if you remember there, I discussed two reasons why there is no Isser of Gezel by less than a Shava Pruta. Why is there no Isser of Gezel? The Gemara seems to say, because there's Mechila. There's implicit Mechila. If somebody steals less than a pruta, do I really care? Steal such a tiny amount? So that's why there's no chiyuv hashava. Or the other reason he said, maybe no, it's a more formal din. There's no din. This is not called mammon. It's not called that you stole money. It's not money. It's nothing. It's pachas b'shavah pruta. Doesn't have anything to do with the fact that the guy was mochel or not. It's not called money. That was his chakir that he quoted in Os Mitzvah Kuf Lamed. And in Os Vav here, he refreshes our memory a little bit relating to all the nafkaminas that he discussed then. What happens if the guy is screaming, you stole less than a pruta from somebody, and he says, don't take it, I want it back. So he says, if it's totally on mechila, he's not mochel. If it's totally on, it's not called mamon, then it doesn't matter that you're screaming, I didn't steal money from you. I didn't steal halachic mammon. Number one, right? Or another nafkamina might be, what if you stole something that was worth less than a pruta and then it appreciated after you stole it into a pruta? So what do you say now? If it's because the person is mochel, but maybe now he's not mochel because now it turned into a pruta. If you say you didn't steal mammon, you didn't steal mammon. You go by the shasa gneba. Others, of course, other nafkaminas, but one of them, another nafkamina that he quotes, let's just go to the one he quotes here. The one in Ozvav, he says, what about Siruf? What if I steal less than a pruta today and then less than a pruta tomorrow, and I keep stealing less than prutas? So do we say it all adds up and now I violated Gezel Daraisa or not? So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, it depends on that Chakira. If you say it's Tali on Mechila, then no. Because I stole less than a pruta of you, and you're Mocha, finished. So I'll review, mochel. So each time you mochel, I no longer have a chiyuv. But if it has to do with halachic status of kesef, then maybe suggest the Minchas Chinuch that it can combine. It can combine. And now, right, you stole kesef. That's an afkamina in the middle of Dima Maskel Venirali. He says, Kiba de tekef machale, if it's tali machila, im kenim gazal achar zman, pachal jar pruta, bevade inim et starif, kiva de machalo. Umali machalo chaveo hechzulo. Machila is as if you gave it back. But if you say it's tali on the formal definition of kesef, then maybe it can't combine, just like mi'ila, he says, can't combine. Really, that's his discussion of less than a pruta, which is his discussion there as well as here. He just reminds us of that discussion because here he argues on the Sefer HaChinuch and he says maybe the Aseh applies by less than a pruta, but for sure the Los Aseh does not. And if it does not, remember all of those issues that were brought up in the earlier mitzvah. One final point before we continue the Chinuch today, and we get into some of the Hashkafa, in Oz Zayin, again, the Minchas Chinuch in the last mitzvah is the same as this mitzvah. In Oz Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch says, V'nirli Pashut, De'im Gazal Mishnei B'nei Adam, Mizechati Pruta, Mizechati Pruta. What if I go over to two people and I grab half prutas from each of them? Bevadein over Alalav. Even though by other Averis, you might say if you do two halves at the same time, let's say I eat two pieces of chelev from two different animals at the same moment. They combine. You don't have to have non-kosher fat from the same animal, but if you do two genevas in the same moment, they don't combine if they're each less than a pruta. After linyan isurim avur b'shas mila, even though the Gemara says in the mila to call isurim mishemecha mitzdarfin, but by isurim they are mitzdarif. For example, could go into achal chatzi zayis nevela mibehema achas, the chatzi zayis mibehema achas mitzdarfin. If you eat two pieces of nevela, two half kizayis of nevela, they could combine. Mikamakam nirali, the zedomik kamo ba'arayis macholas asuros. There's a big difference between our case and those cases. When it comes to Isurim, says the Chinuch, so then you could combine it. But if it's Helamechad, if it's one Isur, but if it's in our case, you can't combine it. It's the same exact Avera, but it's two different sources. And the Chiyav Hashava is to two different addresses. And the Isur is focused on two different people. It's as if it's Shnei Shemos. It's as if it's two different Isurim, and therefore, says the Chinuch, it is not Mitztarif. Interesting discussion, Os Zayin of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, but now we continue. Back to today's mitzvah, the Chinuch says, V'shiratanu atar b'kol echad v'echad midvarim elu b'prad l'chomo ha'inyan. Why does the Torah go and list off all the different measurements? Mozne, avne, eifas, hin. Because the Torah is emphasizing, no matter what your measure or weight or scale is, it's got to be exact. V'yavu b'shakol nechla b'chal lo sonu ishaz amiso. And even though there's a separate issur of financially ripping people off, called ona'a, the Lashon Sifra, and the Sifra says, we're going to get to that later. V'lashon Sifra, al tanai kachot says yitzchem eretz Mitzrayim. The Sifra even says, and Rashi quotes part of this, this is why Hashem took us out of Egypt. Shetakabu alechem mitzvos midos. Right, that's what our pasuk says. Ani Hashem lokechem sheyoseis yitzchem, linked to this iser. You have that proper midos, and that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'yamur gamkin zechon lebracha. Also in the Sifra it says, ani shivchanti b'mitzrayim b'tipa shal b'char l'tipa she'en shal b'char. Hashem says, I distinguished, and it was machalik, between Jewish firstborns and, I'm sorry, between non-Jewish, Egyptian firstborns and non-firstborns. Ani asir li par mi misha tomi mashkolosu b'melach, just like you think it's going to be so a dacus dick, so you can't even see the difference. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can see the difference. I can see what you're doing. Kedei lahono sabriyo she makirin bohem, I can see what you're doing. Shor she mitzvah sayosher achakas agezov es vatarmis mi bei bnei adam. The Chinuch says, I don't really have to go into the logic behind this mitzvah. It's known, yadua l'chol ben das. Anybody with a brain in their heads realizes the idea behind this mitzvah of not ripping people off and keeping proper weights and measures. Rav Hirsch, getting back to what I was reading before, Rav Hirsch notes that, remember the context, we started off today's shiur, that this is the last mitzvah in the Perek of Kedusha. Parshas Kedoshim is all about Kedusha. Perek Yutes starts off Kedoshim to you, and this is where it ends. Ushmadam Skochu Kosev is Komish Matai. What are the last two mitzvahs discussed? One of them was counted earlier, but it's repeated here. One of them is taking care of the ger and treating it properly, and the other is making sure you have proper midos, proper weights and measures. You have to equalize people, you have to equalize your measurements. That's what the Rav Hirsch says. The whole chapter of Kedoshim, of making Jewish life holy, concludes with two demands which contain the two fundamental principles, which are to beat the Jewish state of God, to bear the Jewish state of God in contrast to the other states of self-interest, and which are to reach their complete actual realization in this Jewish state. What is, number one, respect and equalizing in terms of people. Treat everybody equally. Doesn't matter if they're a ger, doesn't matter who they are. As an extension of Viatzorecha Kamocha, which is defined as most glowing proof in the laws giving complete equality of all rights of domicile and everything else to the alien and the native born in the eyes of the law. Doesn't matter if somebody's a ger or a Jew from birth. Equal, number one. And number two, the principle of objective respect for the right and truth, which in the correctness of weights and measures in themselves is to express homage to our God. As we mentioned from the Netziv, proper weights and measures is a hakara of hashgacha and bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me. I don't have to go above and beyond and behind people's back to try to make what I think I deserve. So if Hirsch says, at the end of the parak, we have, you got to treat everybody equally, and you got to treat them in a way that is honest and righteous. And that's why the parak of Kedusha ends off with these mitzvos. Relating to Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Chinuch just mentioned, there is a beautiful ha'ara from the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma right here on our pasuk says that Chazal pick up on the fact that there are four mitzvos that are linked to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Parshas Tzitzis, right, and Vayomer. Shratzim, Vayikra Yud Aleph Mem Hei. The Isra of eating Shratzim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, insects. Ribbis, it talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, interest. And right here, and Moses said, again, the proper weights and measures. But the Minchas Chinuch points out, in our pasuk it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoseis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. In the other three, it adds, Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Those three words don't appear here. Here it just says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoseis Yeschem, May Eretz Mitzrayim, period. Why? The other three, says the Chinuch, I'm sorry, says the Meshech Chachma, Hainu Shah Mitzvos Elu Heim Elokus. By the other ones, they're what we would call chukim. Why can't I take ribbis? Ribbis is logical. What's the reason for that isser? Why can't I take ribbis? What do I throw tzitzis for? Strings? Shratzim? Why can't I eat a sheretz? Right, if I want to eat it, if I'm not grossed out by it, why can't I eat it? Right? All of those are chukim. So it says, Ani liyos lachem lelokim, I am elokim to you. Meaning, I make rules. And even if you don't understand it, I am elokim and you do it because I'm elokim. Those are the three words of liyos lachem lelokim. Demidaito hanhanaga hanimusit inamaskemos laze. That's why it says, lachem ksiv liyos lachem lelokim, gozer umitzave. Shlotishanu gzerosai fkudosai. Vyamanaskein halasi eschameres misraim. Avol b'mishkolos, but our mitzvah, which is logical and everybody would agree to it, any ethical person, shehi inyan muskam b'das hanimusi, v'seichel ho'enoshi gozer lazeh, u'beli tzivu yeloki, yasig zos adami daito, even without the tzivu of Hashem, lachin lo kasuv lios lachem lelokim. And in his unique style, he ends off, u'pashut. And it's obvious. Right? Obviously, this is why the Torah leaves out those three words, lios lachem lelokim, over there by those three, and not over here. Continuing the Chinuch, finishing up, talks about some of the other details that we have to be careful with all of our materials, our metals, our stones, whatever we use, we have to be very careful with. And the Chinuch ends up by saying this mitzvah obviously applies always to everybody. Men and women always, for over away, bitilase. And if there's a shavah pruta, you violate the others also. Oh no, ripping people off, geneva and gzela, whatever is applicable. Umashi yikshe binyan yoser. And what's even worse here is, you don't even know who to return it to. How could you do tshuva? Ki amashake b'midos. Lo yitin leiv l'kol alochim. You don't remember every one of your customers. Ve'eni yodea l'mi gazal. She yachzer elav gzela. So it's even worse than all the others, who you know there was a specific person that you have to return to. Here is gezel arabim. Gezel Ramim's Kashim Ma'od, because we don't know who to return to. And that's what the Chazal say. We quoted it last time, Baba Basra Pechaz, Ki Kashim Ma'od Onshan Shel Midos. It's very clear. Also, by the way, the Achronim point out, you also violate Midvar Sheker Tirchak by violating these Averis, even though it's not counted as a separate one of the 613. That one also is violated. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Three more mitzvos we have here in Parshas Kedoshim, but now we skip a 20 psukim, or at least 11 psukim to get to the next mitzvah, because the number of the psukim, the next mitzvah is molech in the parsha, that we already counted. So we're going to have to skip around to see which mitzvahs weren't counted yet, and see what the chinuch counts. Okay, we'll stop here.